This is KAYT-FM. 88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. K223BI. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB.
And KQJO-FM. 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
But truly, our God is great, and He's so greatly to be praised. I thank you and I bless you for tuning in. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. O gracious Father, for truly this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. God, I come against every spirit that is trying to take my voice, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for a special anointing to rest upon me from the top of my head to the sole of my feet. God, you said no weapon formed against me shall be able to prosper. Satan, I come against you because this word shall go out with power and with fire. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the covering. God, I even thank you for the prayers of the righteous, O God. Father God, now I pray for those that are listening on this morning, that Father God, that you will answer every need that they got before you, God, in the matchless name of Jesus. God, you never come short of your word, God. God, we give you all the glory and all the honor. Father God, in the name of Jesus, without you, we can't do nothing. But with you, we can do all things. And Father God, for that, we say thank you. And have thine own way, God. We are ready to receive. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. If you have your Bibles, turn them to Matthew, the 11th chapter. And the 28th through the 30th verses. It's Matthew, the 11th chapter, 28 through 30th verses. Satan is already defeated. Yes, he is. And I will be reading from the New International Version. It says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of His most holy word. And the topic on today is, it's time to elevate. Don't allow your circumstances or what you see around you to keep you in a place of despair, to keep you at a place where it will not allow you to grow or to elevate. Matthew 11, 28 and 30 verses is an invitation. It is an open invitation. It is a call to anybody that is feeling weary, you feeling burdened down, whether it's physically, emotionally, or spiritually. People of God, there are times when we constantly going, and when we constantly pouring out, we get frustrated. We get weary. We get tired. Why? Because we never take time out to get replenished, to allow the Word of God to be poured back into us. Even a person who God sends our way. And we should know whether or not that person is from God to pour back into us. Because if you keep on pouring out, and being depleted, you are bound to come to a spiritual burnout, physically and spiritually, and most of all, emotionally. But he gives us a promise. He does not just offer a temporary break. He promises rest for your soul. There is rest. You can't carry the whole world. You can't carry everybody. You have to have rest for your soul. And so the exchange is, he suggests you trade in all your heavy burdens, your exhausting yokes, and the cares of this world, like anxiety, striving, bills, the children, they acting up, the legalism, everything of this world. Because let me tell you something, it is easy. It is so easy if you is not praying and asking God to cover your spirit, to shield you. It is easy to get attached to what is going on in this world. And that spirit will weigh you down. But he's saying, his yoke is easy. And it's light. Because why? Because he helps to carry it. And not only will he carry it, he will take it away. People of God, in this month of June, We have entered into a brand new month. And I can assure you, joy is coming in the month of June. Justice is coming in the month of June. Whatever you believe in God for, God said it is coming to pass in the month of June. And so much more. I heard the Lord say, come up. It's time for you to come up. It's time for you to dust yourself out. Dry your tears. Stop talking defeat. It's time to come up. And the Lord began to show me the intentional choices, the intentional habits, and the lifestyles of those who will do just that in the month of June. They are determined. They are going to elevate. They are determined. They're not going to allow circumstances to keep them at a place of defeat. Even if they have to walk this walk alone, they have made up their mind. For God I live, and for God I die. They have made up their mind. There is more to me living for Christ than just to be living day by day, paycheck to paycheck, or wondering whether or not I'm going to get to heaven. You should know by now. Come on here, somebody. It's time to elevate. It's time to elevate spiritually as well as physically. It's time to come out of the dungeon of doom. And catch this. It's time to reevaluate your association. Because everybody ain't meant to go up with you. Come on here, somebody. Some people you got to leave behind. Why? Because your life depends on this. Why? Because your family's salvation depends on this. Why? Because your children salvation, your grandchildren, your seed. There are people that God has commanded you to witness to. So you got to get yourself together before you can even do the assignment God has commissioned you to do. Because, now listen to this, and I want you to listen to the Holy Ghost well. It doesn't make no sense for God saying that, hey, I need you to do this or that when you don't believe in yourself. You got to know you are ready to do what God has called you to do. People of God, you are about to step into a realm where you experience life differently than you ever have before. It will be supernatural. You will know what it is to be truly set apart. Even when you around something that you know you're not supposed to be around, your spirit feel off. Wait a minute, this is not even, I'm not even supposed to be here. You will know what it means to be truly set apart when that person's spirit does not agree with your spirit. Come on here, somebody. Because why? You have experienced it on another level. God has elevated you. there is a different portion of blessings and favor and types of opportunities that God gives to those who commit to a life of focused faith. Is that you? Have you committed your life? Now, don't play with this thing. Have you gave your whole heart, everything to Him? Think about it. And so I prophesy over you now. Not only will you see sudden miracles in the month of June, not only will you see shocking turnarounds and outcomes in the area of your health and your finances and divine relationships and divine connections, destiny helpers, but you will see the hand of God bring forth judicial decisions and supernatural blessings. Excuse me. In the mighty name of Jesus. June will be a month of recompense. Of recompense. Y'all know what I'm saying. A month of payback. June will be a month when the Lord takes what Satan meant for evil, come on here, and turns it for your good. Your time of humiliation, your time of being talked about, your time of being lied on, your time of being misunderstood, come on here, somebody. It wasn't in vain. Because why? You have stepped into a season of sustained victory. Not victory here, victory there, victory, 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 but sustained. Sustained means it's going to stay there. No more wishy-washy wavering. Sustained victory. People of God, let me tell you something. Some of y'all names have been spoken in rooms your feet haven't even stepped into. Mm-hmm. Heaven is having conversations about you. You keep on doing good. You keep on doing right. You keep on doing what God tells you to do. No, they're not going to understand you because you don't hang with everybody, because you don't attend every meeting. You are to the point to now, I am obeying God every step of the way until He calls me home. No matter what I have to give up, I'm obeying God. I see harvests that exceed what you thought your seed could produce. These harvests will come into your hands in the month of June. I hear some of you saying, well, I done sold this and I done sold that. But let me tell you something. If you did it because God told you to do it, and you did it with a grateful heart because God told me to do it, guess what? It's coming back. Double. And I want you to listen to this word. That's why God said you got to elevate so you can receive everything. You got to shake it off. You can't stay down to receive it. You got to come up. Come up. Your mindset. The way you think, the way you speak, even the way you dress, even the way you look, it's time to come up. I would say this, I've changed my outlook on life. I even changed my outlook on the way I dress, even my whole outer appearance. And sometimes you have to do that. It's not because searching for something. Because it's for me. Because I know who I am. I'm representing Christ. So I have to come up. I have to look the part of what I'm doing. Not just saying it. But I want the people to see it. So, I want you to know. And I want you to hold on to this. Because the Lord does not lie. People of God, I'm telling you, something is happening in the month of June. Those who can get into the flow will see things they have never seen before. Because what the enemy is planning will look like child's play compared to what God starts doing to demonstrate His power and ability among His people. God is really saying, let's come into the flow of the Holy Ghost.